In the UK, meanwhile, a new charity has been set up to help Iraq's ancient Christian community. The UN Refugee Agency has reported that 44% of asylum seekers reaching Syria since their register started in 2003 are Christians, despite the fact that Christians form only 4% of the Iraqi population. The newly formed charitable organization, Iraqi Christians in Need, is seeking to provide Christians with money for food, medicine, and education. To do this, it is working through local church leaders. Susie Hodges spoke with ICIN trustee Suha Rassam.
Started from the very early beginnings of 2003 in the form of threats, kidnappings, extortion. You may say this has affected all Iraqi citizens. That is true, but from the beginning it was more common among the Christians. Recently, however, there has been direct threats asking them to convert to Islam or leave their homes.
Do you think that the plight of the Christians in Iraq has been largely overlooked by the international community?
Certainly they have been. I have been looking very carefully to the large sort of national papers, especially here in England, and there's very little reference to them. And I have tried to make my voice heard into some of the national papers or TV programs. And the answer was that everybody is suffering from Iraq. Well, I agree that everybody is suffering, but there is a special situation for the Christians. First of all, they are not involved in any power struggle. They are not vying for power. They don't have militias to protect them. And they have been kidnapped, extorted of their money. Their livelihood was taken from them. They have been forced to evacuate their homes. Now, they haven't got areas to go to, safe areas to go to.